Hello, my name is Bide Miologunde and you are listening to episode 148 of the Big Picture Podcast. On this episode, I spoke with Kolapo Atimo, who is my brother-in-law and the founder of Amok Concepts, which is a digital marketing, brand activation, and experiential marketing outfit. So Kolapo is a digital marketing specialist with a background in data analytics and informatics. He studied business software development at the University of Bolton in the UK before coming to the US in 2016 for his master's degree in information technology at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. During our conversation, he shared the origins of his nickname, KP, his prior experiences in theater management and production, as well as radio broadcasting, his thoughts on the importance of maximizing creativity and ways to do that, as well as what led to the formation of Amok Concepts, which is his creative consultancy outfit. So details on how to get in touch with Kolapo are in the show notes. And without further ado, here is my conversation with Kolapo Atimo. So thanks for joining us on this episode of the Big Picture Podcast. Today, I have my brother-in-law, Kolapo Atimo. So to start with, can you just introduce yourself for our listeners?
Okay. Yes. Hi. My name is Kolapo Atimo. My close friends call me KP. You know, people call me KP. I think that name originated from... when I was in, I think a couple of years ago, when I was in my first uni, and, you know, people were having difficulties in trying to pronounce the name. So I think that's how the name KP just came about. But yeah, my name is Kolapo, and I am... I like to think of myself as a creative consultant, or, you know, like with a background in data analytics or with a specialization in like informatics and things like that. Yeah. I was in like a theater group in my very first college. You know, I was able to handle like the lighting and, you know, stage management and things like that. And then from there, I moved on to do like an undergrad in the UK in business software development. And with that, I was also an event manager for the, you know, Nigerian Students Association. You know, I think I was elected by twice or once or twice, yeah. And then I also worked at the radio station in the Students' Union, you know, and I was one of the first, I was actually the first OIP to, or one of the first to interview the, you know, vice president of the Students' Union, you know, the activities and development. So it was really fun gig, I would say. Because it was just a way to like let go, like relax, like just have, you know, have listeners call in, have them enjoy your taste in music, you know, and then yeah, once in a while I also had a friend of mine who was a DJ. So we had this program where we did like a top 10 downloads. I mean, which was like, you know, ranking system for like the week, you know, the top songs for the week. you know, and so it actually was. It was one of the most enjoyable part-time gigs, you know, that I did. Yeah.
Nice. Well, and it sounds like you've had a creative aptitude since long before you came to the US. So from those experiences back in the UK, can you describe how those experiences continued here in the US in terms of creativity and so on?
Okay. Well, in terms of creativity, even my friends, you know, they kind of knew or they realized that I had that creative streak, and I was able to, because, you know, I was involved in like designing of flyers, I was involved in like naming of events and you know, things like that. I was I was basically handling, you know, most of like the creative part of the entertainment part of the, you know, both the radio part, and then we also had like a club that we were managing, which was like outside the school, and then, you know, I was also hosting events. Like being like the MC. I remember there was a Freshers Week, you know, which we hosted, and then there was the Ninja Hindu Association get together or event also. So I was able to, you know, bring out this side of me, you know, that I didn't even know that I really had, you know. And we were also, you know, bringing in artists from like Nigeria. I remember we brought in Shank, we brought in Olamide, we brought a couple of artists to like come perform while we were there. Yeah, so this were like the extracurriculars that I was doing. And by the time I finished my degree and, you know, went back to Nigeria to like to serve, you know, I then realized that I can leverage more on this creative aspect, rather than not just dropping the technical aspect completely, but more like leveraging the creative side, and then, you know, having that strong analytical background, you know. So that's how, that's how it came about.
So when you go back to Nigeria from your studies in the UK, was there any programs or events or activities that you got involved in back in Lagos?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you a woman going through divorce? Do you feel trapped on an emotional roller coaster? Do you wish that you had the skills to live a happy, independent life as a divorced woman? If this sounds like you, then you definitely need to check out the Becoming You Again podcast. It's the podcast dedicated to helping women during and after divorce. Topics like how to emotionally detach from your ex, learning to love yourself, handling loneliness, being a good single mom, having more confidence, and so much more is covered in the show. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, click the link in the show notes and follow the Becoming You Again podcast today.
Oh yeah, I remember there was something we did with Nestle. You know, I don't know if I'm allowed to use brand names, but yeah, we actually did work with them with on their like healthy kids, you know, Nestle Healthy Kids symposium, and it was success because it was a 4-day event, and it was something where we realized that the kids that we were working with were more interested in the games that we had to offer as a company than, you know, the physical activities, which was like the other option that was there, that was available, basically. So I think they you know, came to understand, or they came to play, you know, the games that we set up for them, which were like more educational games, and they seem to love it. Yeah, you know, so that's one thing we did. There was also like this event, you know, that we managed, which was like the bachelor's eve of the CEO of a catering company, you know, and there we actually had games that you know, we conceptualized ourselves, you know, or that we came up with, and we were able to you know, get people's interest like really, really spiked up. So we had different games that we were able to play, because, you know, normally for that kind of event, you know, it's either you're doing a scavenger hunt, or you're just, you know, drinking at some bar, or, you know, something like that. But we did something completely different, you know. So that was one of the things that I, you know, really enjoyed doing also.
Nice. So based on this timeline, when did you get to the US? At what point did you come to the US?
Well, I did that for about 3 years before deciding to come for my master's here. You know, before that, I also worked with like some other brands, like wine brands and things like that. Yeah. I remember I handled like the luxury account for a particular wine brand, and, you know, I was able to suggest like, you know, good additions to, or suggest like improvements that the company could take, you know. But then in 16, I came in here for my master's, and I was able to, you know, my master's in like IT, you know, I started with, yeah, my master's in IT, because, you know, I still realized that having that strong, like that, you know, strong technical background was essential, you know, even with the creative aspect,
right?
You know, it was still, for what I wanted to do, you know, it was still essential to have that, you know, strong background. So that's what brought me here, and, you know, I was able to work on that.
So where did you go to grad school?
UMass Boston.
That's University of Massachusetts.
Yeah,
Boston,
yes, that's where I came in for grad school. So that was, you know, I had a lot of friends there. You know, I had a lot of friends in terms of like even roommates that I was in. I was kind of like a father figure to them in terms of like, you know, running the house and things like that, you know, making sure that they were fed, you know, that, like cooking for the house, things like that. You know, because I'm that kind of person that, you know, I just like, you know, if I'm gonna cook or if I'm gonna make something, I was always trying to make sure that, you know, everyone had something to eat also. Like I didn't usually just make food for myself. It was mostly like for the house.
Nice. You know? Nice.
So yeah. There was that.
So, what you mentioned how you've had this creative aptitude, and then you finished your studies in the UK, and then you went back to Nigeria to actually do additional work and projects with a few companies and organizations, and then you came to the US to basically continue your education, to merge your IT background and this creative side of you.
Yeah.
So at what point did you start to figure out maybe you could actually start something here in the US? Was it before you came to the US or during your master's here in the US?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Would you like to return to work, change careers, or start a business? Would you like to know how to leverage social media in order to do it? On the Sparkle and Thrive podcast, I interview women from all walks of life who've done just that. Check us out at Sparkle and Thrive on all podcast apps.
I think starting the company itself was back in, you know, when I was in Nigeria, but when I got here, along with the masters, I realized that there was, you know, opportunities for, you know, being able to like implement some of these projects that, things that we have been working on, that we had been conceptualizing, you know, and we were able to instantly, or we were able to get in touch with like one of the artists, and you know, that's still an ongoing project. So right now, I can't really talk much about it, but you know, we are still, you know, trying to get all the pieces together, and then we are gonna be able to launch it soon. You know, it's something where I, apart from even the IT courses that I'm taking, I'm also taking some like brand design, you know, that kind of thing, design thinking, you know, those kind of courses. Like, it's just something that helped, or it's just something that worked for me, because it's I realized that, yes, creativity is something that, you know, is it's not taught per se. It's either you're born, I mean, you're we're mostly born with it. It's how we use it that differs. Yeah. So that's one of the things I was able to realize, you know, coming here.
Right. And that's actually something I agree with, because being creative is one thing. Being able to maximize that creativity is another thing. Right. And a follow-up question I'll ask is, I guess we can just basically talk about AMOC concept. So can you just talk to us about what AMOC concept is?
Okay. Yeah. So AMOC was, it was actually born out of like play on my first name, last name in a way. And it's something I know my, you know, co-partners, you know, just maybe realized not so long ago. But yeah, it was a play on like my first name, last name, and it was a way for me to actually use the words I run amok, but in a good way. Yeah, so that was why I decided to, you know, go along with the name, with the brand name, and, you know, go along with or have all those projects that we did like lined up and things like that. So yeah, AMOC is it's a creative consultancy / experiential marketing / we do advertising, you know, a little bit of marketing, you know, I mean, there's a little bit of marketing in everything anyway. So, you know, we were able to do a little bit of innovative technologies also. And one thing about AMOC, or one thing that we believe in AMOC, is that creativity can be applied anywhere, in any field at all. You know, that's one of our, would I say, mantras, you know, in AMOC. So regardless of the field or the, yeah, that one is in, you know, there is an aspect of creativity that can be applied in whatever way. It could either be from, you know, the data that is gleaned from, you know, whatever companies, or whatever databases. And then it could also, yeah, companies. It could also be that it's just finding new ways to do things. You know, finding new ways to do like old things, or like even new things. You know, so yeah, it's one of the things that we do believe in AMOC. You know,
right?
Creativity is not limited. Yeah. So,
talking about branding, you mentioned a phrase that I would like you to just say more about, experiential marketing. So can you tell us more about that?
I think that's actually my favorite part of AMOC, because experiential, like we say, experiential is in the experience. You know, it's in guiding the user on a journey, basically. You know, so it's how you take the user from whatever concept to, you know, from conceptualization to completion. That's how we work with it. You know, and another thing that we work on with experiential marketing is that nothing is, or another thing that, you know, we coined, you know, in Amok is that nothing is unlearnable. You know, yes, that's another phrase that we were able to coin. So regarding the experiential marketing, it was what we did with the, you know, the Nestle project. It was what we did. It basically is what we tried to do. It's our main, you know, strategy, or it's our main concept. It's our main goal to be able to, yes, guide the user from, you know, from the beginning of whatever concept it is to where they finally get to either buy the product or experience the product. Because, you know, products come in two forms, in various forms. It could be, you know, in hard product form or in services. You know, so that's one thing that we do at Amok. We are a product and a service company, if that makes sense, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So in terms of your future goals for Amok, can you tell us anything you have in store, basically what you have planned out for the next 6 months to 1 year?
Well, I mean, how, you know, how secure is this podcast? But yeah, you know, one of the things we're working on we call it a CSR project, because it's more focused on, you know, client safety responsibility. We're trying to market it to a particular brand company, and that's what we're working on right now, you know, with like the pitch decks and the slides and things like that. So that exactly is what we're working on. We've got like the list of artists that artists that we want to use and things like that. That's one of them. There's also like the innovative technology part, which is how we can make a particular product better, you know, or how we can come up with a particular product where it's gonna help with combating like malaria and other diseases like back home and then like other, you know, I don't like to use the word third world countries, but yeah, like in other countries where those things are significant, where the rates of, you know, that like malaria and things like that is really high. You know, so that's another thing we're working on. And I would say in between those two projects, there are like a few things, like we write ad scripts, you know, spec ads and things like that. We also do like review of ads. Like we don't just write ads, we don't just review ads, we write ads also. You know, I don't know how to put it. Yeah. So we do write ads, and then we also review ads that have been created by like other companies, you know, and we suggest ways in which they can maybe be better, because one thing about me is I'm very passionate about ads, about like advertisements, you know, like the creative methodologies that go into it.
Right.
You know, yes, the thought process, the thought, you know, like the ideation and things like that, that go into the advertising. You know, I'm someone that I can watch an ad and you know, the same way people stand up to clap at the end of a movie.
Yeah.
In the cinema, yes, I can actually stand up and start clapping. Mm. That's how much I, you know, love and enjoy ads, like advertisements. So it's, yeah, it's what, like we work on in Amok, yeah, in Amok, that's what we work on. You know, we write ads,
So I would like to ask about your team. Is that something you can talk to us about? Do you have partners or people that work together?
I have a creative partner, you know, that's like one of the strongest, well, like my co-creative partner, that's what I call him, because we bounce ideas together. You know, if we kind of run the think tank together, if I was to use that word, you know, so we run the ideation process together, and yeah, it's something that I enjoy doing. You know, that's one of my strengths, I would say, and maybe goals well here, is to be able to be part of like a think tank and be able to like bounce ideas, you know, around before actually putting those ideas into like the, you know, product stage and then, you know, iteration and things like that, you know, so just to make it better. So it's one of the ways that we got together, or that we became like really close, because we realized that, you know, we had similar interests. You know, he paints, I paint. You know, that's another thing. He's like a graphic, you know, visual artist, you know, and I also, you know, paint, you know, I do like visual work. I've got a couple of paintings, yeah, that I'm hoping to, you know, once I have enough, run an exhibition and then, you know, go from there. So, yeah, it's that. And then we also have a PR and comms person, you know. So that's who handles, like, in terms of if we have to put out, or who, yeah, if we have to put out, like, official comms and things like that, yeah. Then that's who we, you know, kind of run it through sometimes, you know. But we also realize that we have to be able to know how to do certain things ourselves also. That way, you know, everyone has, like, and like alternate role, so to speak, because we do call ourselves a startup, even though we've been, you know, we're still considered, yeah, we still consider ourselves a startup. We've been on since like 2014 or something, a couple of years, but thereabouts. So, you know, we have had projects that we've done, and then we do have projects that are still in works, and we have like ad scripts, and you know, we do copyright in, we paint, it's you know, once the exhibition is on, you know, that's we'll let people know, and you know, maybe through this podcast we can send out invites. I don't know, but yeah, we also have like a legal and incoming strat, maybe an operations person. So yeah, someone who's really good at presenting and things like that. So we are not the biggest company right now, but we have at least, you know, that number of people working, you know.
Nice.
Together.
Nice.
Yeah.
So to kind of wrap up this episode, is there anything else you would like to share that we haven't covered yet?
I would say, yeah, there's the fact that, you know, during this whole process, you know, the skills that I have gained or that I have been able to acquire, you know, were things that I didn't even know that I would be doing years back, you know, like having to, you know, work on building the site and things like that, like building the website, you know, being able to, being able to present to people. I think that's why we, you know, we try to have, you know, that skill set on our team. Also, yeah. So that's another thing, because it's one thing to have good ideas, it's another to be able to present them very well.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so that's another thing that we're, you know, working on, working with. Yeah. So
lastly, how can people get in touch with you? LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and so on. I'll put those in the episode show notes.
Okay. Yeah, we do have, you know, we have the LinkedIn pages, you know, we have the websites, we have the, you know, Twitter, Instagram, even the Facebook, or is it Meta page? Now, you know, we have the IG. I think those are like the current channels. Oh, we have the YouTube channel where we actually have, you know, the videos where we reveal these ads and other types of content. you know. So everything is like AM, okay, and then concerts.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. So it's something that's still, you know, if you take a look at it, you know, you would see that the works that we have done, and also maybe some of the things that we are planning to do. I even forgot to mention that while we were, you know, while I was back home, I actually ran independent campaign for a political party that ended up winning the election. You know, so that's another thing that we actually do. You know, it's we run campaigns, we run experiential marketing, PR, creative consultancy, advertising, things like that. That's basically what Amok is all about. That's what the brand is.
Right. So it's been great talking to you once again. Next time, I'm sure you would be willing to join us to add some perspectives to basically what your company, your think tank and organization is doing regarding branding, marketing, experiential marketing, and so on. So thanks once again for joining us.
And also the data, we still offer like informatics and data analytics, like the informatics being able, like the data analytics services. Yeah, we also offer that. You know, that comes under the innovative technologies package.
Right.
So that's another thing we do.
Thanks once again for joining us on this episode.
All right, then. Thank you very much for having us.
Talk to you next time. Bye.
All right, then. Take it easy. Bye-bye. Yeah.
The Beat Picture Podcast is produced by Sunshine Media in association with Alowunle Productions. Fact-checking by Zara Kuznetsova. Audio engineer, Sergey Gorsky. Graphic design, Stacey Graham. Senior producer, Bidemi Ologunde. Executive producers, Olufolani Ologunde and Tobiloba Ologunde. Please join me again on the next episode as I continue with a deep dive on cybersecurity's news, events, and incidents, and the lessons we can learn from them for robust cyber threat intelligence and awareness in our daily lives. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the Beat Picture Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Pandora, TuneIn Radio, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Also, please share the show with anyone that you think might benefit from it. For questions, comments, or any suggestions, please send an email to bdme@thebeatpicture.com. You can also get in touch on Twitter @BeatPicture, on the Clubhouse app @Beat, as well as on the Wisdom app @BDME. Please remember to leave a review for the podcast if your platform allows you to do so. Thank you for your time. See you on the next episode. Bye for now.